Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. It's being called the Grand Slam, a must for any science fiction collection. Menace from the Deep by acclaimed author Perry DeFury. Ralph is retired, tells himself he doesn't want to work because his family insists he doesn't work, but his wife's passing leaves him empty inside. So why not investigate what this strange species is? As usual, Ralph's investigations become dangerous, filled with adventures. His grandson, who he has been grooming to take his place against his daughter's wishes, secretly helps him on this new adventure. A creature that is rarely seen and that usually stays in the black depths of the sea, a creature who decides to wreak havoc at the ocean surface. Perry was born and raised in Allentown, Pennsylvania, lived a pauperized lifestyle, joining the U.S. Marine Corps to get an education. His prowess led him to Vietnam instead, so his studies had to wait. He went to various universities to get his education in environmental sciences, ocean sciences, oceanography, physics, and chemistry, and more, still continuing to study today. His wife refers to him as a permanent student. He founded a society to develop young scientists, which still exists today, using his experience working with scientists from various countries on expeditions. His scientific knowledge and 20-year experience in education, along with his education in writing, given him what is necessary to be an excellent writer. Most of what he writes is actually true. Perry DeFury, author of Menace from the Deep, back with us on This Week in America. Hi, Perry. Welcome to the program. It's great to talk with you again.
Good to hear from you.
You've done it again. Menace from the Deep. We've got Ralph back who was retired, gets himself in all sorts of situations. Talk a little bit about the inspiration for your writing, in particular where this comes from, because as I'm reading your background, this really is sort of your background in oceanography, creatures in the sea, that type of thing. What was the inspiration for Menace from the Deep?
Well, I have to say the root is reading. I've always read a lot, but I've always read books of really good quality, like Robert Louis Stevenson, Herman Melville, Jules Verne, Margaret Mitchell, Stephen Crane, to mention a handful. These people write in a way that inspire one to write their own book and see if they can express themselves in the same way. Writing is a form of communication. And some people are just storytellers, and I'm one of them.
Yeah, and you do it so well. Perry DeFury is our guest on the program. You'll want to get copies of his books, in this case, Menace from the Deep, and you can do that by going to stratton-press.com in their book section there. You'll find it at Amazon, and we, of course, have a link up on our website. I mentioned the science background. Talk about that and how you decided to write science books. And then I want to ask you about whether or not this is true. This is an amazing story you tell in Menace from the Deep, if anything like this is even possible. But why science? When you decided, I want to write, why did you choose this over mysteries, over adventure, over even romance novels?
My fifth grade teacher, Mr. Fainall, if I remember correctly, he was my key in starting me and turning me on to science. A good teacher is so essential in a school.
Yes.
And a good teacher can change your life. And he is the one who really was the root of my interest in sciences. And I've just taken off ever since then. There's so much around you. The more you know, the more you know you don't know.
Exactly.
It's like I learn so much, and every time I learn more, God, I want it more. I want to learn more. There's not enough. There's still so much out there that you have to learn, and it's all interesting, and the science is all around you. You live in science. And people kind of take it for granted. It's like a good coffee. You take coffee for granted, But once you have a really good coffee, you don't take it for granted anymore.
Well, and it's like that with a book series, and I mentioned your lead character, Ralph Mullen. I call him Ralph. I feel like I'm on a first name basis with him because you've created this lifelike character that that we all can enjoy. The science in the book, and I mentioned Ralph, the lead character. You've got some. You tell it an excellent story. You tell it with characters. You tell it with adventure. What else can we find in your books? Obviously, the science is there. What other elements will people find when they read Menace from the Deep?
Well, here writing is like following a good recipe. You have to have the right condiments, the right ingredients in order to have a really good dish that everybody will like. And that's what I do. I add my condiments of espionage, murder, romance, and suspense to season my stories to make them interesting. I try to make the story move fast enough because I know the readers of today do not have much patience. So I want to avoid the flowery speech as a Nathaniel Hawthorne that I have been compared to because of the people today, the readers. But I really enjoy writing the detail and making people feel what the characters in my book are feeling. So that's what makes it interesting.
The stories come alive. This particular book is Menace from the Deep. Perry DeFiore is the author and our guest on the program. That's DeFiore. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com and Amazon. You go to our website and log on and get all the information on Perry and all of the books that he's written. It seems like you're an extensive traveler. Talk about that and travel and how that makes you a better writer, you think?
Well, most of my stories actually come from experiences of travels. All writers write about what their life experiences. I've traveled 20% of the world according to the VIN app that I have on my phone. And I intend to travel a whole lot more. I've been all over Europe and Asia and all the Americas and on 24 cruises. And I plan to continue. I want to get to Australia and Africa yet before God calls my name. The science doesn't have any borders. And the species vary from country to country. So there's always something out there that's interesting to find.
How long does it take for you to write? And let's talk about Menace from the Deep. You've got the creature, the black depths of the sea. You've got Ralph, his grandson, all of this taking place. How long did it take you to write Menace from the Deep?
Yeah. Menace from the Deep, most of the stories I write involve the ocean in some way, and that's because I love to dive, so I have a lot of experience in the water. But you want to know how long it takes to write a book? It takes me, well, it might accumulate up to 9 months to a year to write a good novel, a full-length novel. But the first draft takes about 3-4 months. And after that, it's the rewrites, however many that I feel that is required, before it's ready for me to send to the publisher. Then I have at least a month of research that has to be done. Well, so on the Parapanera, one of my first books of the Ralph Mullen, the first book of the Ralph Mullen series, actually, I spent 6 months in research on that particular one. So it does require some time from beginning to end by the time I send it to the publisher.
Yes.
But the story, the basic story, is usually 3 to 6 months, I'll say.
I mentioned a number of books that you've written, and we'll talk about those before the program's over so people can get the full collection of books by our guest, Perry DeFury. Are the novels all different?
I have a series, and I'm just working on a fifth one now, the Ralph Mullins series of books, all involving dangerous species and has all the espionage and murder. But I also write sci-fi. I have alien propagation, and it's actually a real way that that can happen. And Escape from Progress, which I just finished, and that's going to come out soon, which I think is a way that we are leading in the future. I expect that people will divide which way to live, which lifestyle to live. And that's what that book is about. I have a serious book I've been working on for 5 years. And that will be more like a Charles Dickens novel with that kind of description of life in the characters that it has, with the suffering and the survival in our society of today.
When you have that many ideas that you just talked about there, you've got several books that you're working on, certainly the thought process beginning on others. Is it difficult sometimes, confusing, when you've got so many books that are fighting for your attention in your creative part of your mind? Does it get confusing sometimes to keep everything separate?
I really don't have that problem. Every writer should, once they write their book, walk away for at least 2-3 weeks and then come back to it. And so I use that break time to work on another novel. So I can be working on two novels at the same time. And I have the novels already in my head. They're already there. So I don't overlap them. I don't have a problem with mixing them up.
Do you ever get writer's block? Is there a time when it's like, okay, I want to advance this story, but I just don't quite know how I'm going to go about doing it? Does it ever happen to you?
Actually, no. There are, since I write about dangerous species around the world, there are so many of them that I'll never run out of material.
Yes.
The more you delve into the sciences, the more that's out there. And these are species that people have never even heard of, but they're there. Not necessarily in the United States, but they may be in South America or Africa. South America has lots of very, very dangerous species that we have never heard of. So I have tons of material. God will call my name long before I run out of material.
Well, keep writing quickly so we can enjoy all the stories, like The Menace from the Deep, which is the book we're talking about on the program today, by Perry DeFury, our guest. That's DeFiore. You'll find it at stratton-press.com, Amazon, the usual places. A couple minutes left in the program. I'm fascinated by, in talking to authors, the process they go through, the technique that they use. Do you have a specific area that, okay, this is Perry's writing area, this is where I really need to go to be creative to write this? Do you have a special area you write from?
Oh, yes. naturally, when I travel, I write in spiral notebooks, and I remember going to the Mardi Gras in New Orleans and sitting on a statue of Louis Armstrong at the base of it, and writing in my spiral notebook, or out waiting for my wife to watch the parade on the steps of Harrah's Casino, where the parade ends, and I'd be writing. But then I always have to bring it back home in all the research and data that I collect. And I have an office that's like a cockpit of an airplane. I have everything in reachable distance from me. The thesaurus, a dictionary, any resources, they're all around me. I just go away in that one little space in my office. The bookshelves are behind me. And I just hide myself away there and work.
You mentioned the spiral notebooks. Do you use a computer?
Everybody has to use a computer today. The publishers will not accept handwritten manuscripts anymore. And yes. I remember doing that. Now you have to have it on the computer. You have to send everything electronically. Things have changed totally. You don't have physical inventories anymore. Everything's printed as your orders come in. It's so different. It's very interesting. My power is going out on my computer.
Okay, that's why you don't use computers anymore, because that sometimes happen on there. I got a few minutes left in the program. I'll just ask you briefly, is there a certain time of the day that you record a report or you sit down and you can actually go to the computer and write?
Yes, I do it in the morning.
Okay.
My wife sleeps till 11 or 12 o'clock, and I get up. I'm an early riser, always have been, military training, I guess.
Yes.
And I take the first 4 or 5 hours, and I write every single morning.
Well, it seems to work for you, and it works so nicely, and I'm glad that we had this opportunity to talk once again. Perry DeFiore, our guest on the program, and that's DeFiore. Book is Menace from the Deep. We talked about the Black Tide before. The other books you'll find when you go to Stratton Press or go to Amazon and find information there. Ralph is Mullen. What a great character. Many, many books that Perry has written about him. Perry, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Keep writing. Keep those spiral notebooks filled, and we'll do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It has been a pleasure. Perry DeFiore, DeFiore. The book specifically we're talking about, Menace from the Deep. You'll find it at stratton-press.com. Amazon as well. All the books that Perry's written. Many more to come. And, of course, all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.